Weekend.
Good Day Weekend program continues now with the discussion of food and related issues. Organic food, is it more nutritious, less nutritious? What's the story behind the story here? Big controversy this week. A lot of people are talking about these studies, the compilation of these studies that suggest organic food isn't more nutritious. However, there's another side to that story, and we'll discuss it here. Your calls at 800-510-8255. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Judith McGeary, who is an attorney. She is a sustainable farmer. She does a lot of the same things that I do on my dairy farm. She is concerned about the USDA flooding the pipeline with proposals to approve different new genetically engineered crops. So we'll talk to her about that if you're concerned about it. You certainly want to join in the conversation, ask questions, be pensive, if you will. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. I'm Doug. Normally, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here with us. A gentleman who offers such an amazing array of information. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see a box right next to the Queen of Cheap box on the homepage with Phil's picture. And in it are a number of blogs. We keep up with Phil and what's going on there, how the weather is affecting produce, that kind of thing. We've been talking about the prices that you're paying, quality of food, quality of delivery of food. We had a great conversation a couple of weeks ago about this new trend in the food trucks. And interestingly enough, as a follow-through or follow-up to that, it seems that some restaurateurs in some of the cities, I think these traveling trucks have become prominent in Boston and New York, Chicago, I believe. I don't know how in the South they're doing. If you are from the South and you've seen some of these food trucks, I'm not talking about the canteens. Those we all know of. They've visited work sites for years. A lot of people in construction, for example, have these. Well, businesses in general that are catering to, I'm thinking about the last time I was at the body shop, the truck comes in and people get their sandwiches and they go back to work. That's not what we're talking about here with these fancy trucks that are going around in many areas, lunchtime and dinner time, and it's become quite a phenomenon. I don't think they're in too many medium or smaller marketplaces, although I could see that there would be business. But the reason I'm bringing it up again is because there's a study being done now among restaurateurs in cities where these trucks are visible and getting business, and the restaurateurs are complaining that they don't want these trucks in downtown areas or anywhere near their restaurants because they hurt their business. And I suppose you could make a good argument, make a case for that. Makes sense, doesn't it? You put somebody outside, people are interested in good quality, fast. Maybe what it does is make the restaurateurs better at their job. Who knows? But if you've tried one of these trucks, how have they were the food on it? I've only experienced them once, although I'm going to invite them to come. We have an event, I think, with one of them on my dairy farm where we have the store. They have been invited to come participate in an event, and it'd be really, really interesting to see people's reaction because a lot of folks don't even know these things are existing. There's a lot of talk. The news media, interestingly enough, doesn't really want to follow the story because the story hurts their advertisers. This is just this is one of my pet peeves, another example of the news media not really being the news media at all, but being a service to its advertisers, which is fine. I like to think that I'm a service to my advertisers on this program as well. But in terms of what you talk about, what you don't talk about, you know, I just think that people need to wake up to the big, wonderful world that we live in and see that there are choices. You have the ability to make choices. And if there are choices that are available that are good and they affect your business, perhaps you will be smart enough if you're running a restaurant to be better at what you're doing if you're competing with these other people. That's all it is. It really is a way to make businesses better. Anyway, the bottom line is that restaurants are affected by the cost of produce like everybody else is. Their prices are going up. And so this is the marketplace. If people have the expense of going into, I'm thinking of these restaurants, there are any number of restaurants that I frequent from time to time. In Los Angeles, there's the Grill. I like the grill. There are half a dozen of them in various places in Los Angeles County. And they're neat. They're warm. But, you know, you can see by the ambiance that they're expensive. They're expensive to build, expensive to maintain. The help is expensive. So you eliminate help, lots of help. You eliminate the ambiance. You eliminate much of the expense of running a good restaurant by having a truck that is upscale. You can tell by looking at it that there's attention being paid to detail, but they don't have to buy the restaurant equipment. You don't have to have a big kitchen. You don't have to have lots of help. You don't need to have the beautiful tables and all the stuff that goes with it. You are serving people good food, in some cases great food, but you're giving it to them on plastic. So what are you interested in, ambiance or good food, healthy food? A lot of these trucks are aimed at preparing some of the organic food that we're talking about this week. So I just think it's an interesting trend to watch, and Phil thought it was as well. So, all right, back to the discussion of organic food and this study this week. It was also brought out in the study that, well, in fact, it wasn't really a study at all, an individual study, but it was a compilation. The folks in the research department at this university looked at, I think it was 243 different studies that have been done over the past 10, 12, 14 years about organic food versus non-organic or so-called natural food. Now, Phil and I on this program have discussed any number of times what a sham the term organic is when it comes to certain considerations in the food chain. The term organic means of the land, closest to the land, closest to being natural. And so the government, as usual, got into the definition of organic, and they screwed it up so that there's no value really anymore, or not much value, to organic food versus natural food. And I think you can tell that in the taste often. You can tell it in you can tell it in any number of ways. There's not a lot of difference. I will tell you the one area in which there is significant difference, and this may be the determining factor for you. And this, of course, wasn't addressed much. It was addressed a little, but it wasn't addressed in all the hoopla that the news media and subsequent discussion on a lot of news talk radio stations, the discussion of whether or not you're being scammed by people who are trying to get more money out of you for so-called organic food that really isn't any different or any better. The one thing that you can be sure of with organic food is that they're not going to be, the food you're buying is not exposed to the chemical pesticides, the chemical realities of how food is grown and treated and protected. I'll give you the best example I can. Apples. This is the time of year when we're all looking for really good, succulent apples to be available. And in the Northeast where I am, unfortunately, there was an early spring, and because of subsequent cold weather and rain, a lot of the buds that came out early on apples and some of the other fruits ruined the crop. So apples are, you saw something this morning about apples in New York State, New England, not being plentiful at all. And the quality of them isn't very good either. So that's one focus. But the let's just take an apple that comes from a conventional orchard. When you buy the apple, you oftentimes see what looks like a white film around it. Now, sometimes the apples and the processing are washed somewhat, but unless the apple is individually scrubbed, that film isn't going to come off. And the film, in most cases, is a residue from the spray that gets put on the apples to keep them from becoming pocked. If you go to an, I have in one of the farms where I work on, my dairy farm uses a lot of land around here, and one of them has a nice little orchard. And each year I look forward to the pears and the apples that are available on these trees because I snatch them every time I get over there. The apples and the pears are ugly, ugly, really ugly. They have pockmarks, holes in them, lumps on them, black spots on them. But when you taste those apples, wow, out of this world. They are so good. Can you find a worm in them? Yep. Blemishes on the surface? Yep. These are the way apples, this is natural appledom, if you will, folks. The kingdom of apples and pears and fruits is not perfect. The only way they're going to look perfect is if you spray the hell out of them to keep the bugs from growing on them. And there are more and more bugs available to certainly take advantage of whatever crops are around. There are new strains of all kinds of bugs. I never remember seeing some of these bugs around when I was a kid on the farm, but they're everywhere. So there have, thanks to some of the big chemical companies, they've developed sprays that will keep apples and the pears and the other fruits from getting eaten or affected by these pests. The other side of it is, if they're not good for the pests, they sure as heck are not going to be good for you. So unless you scrub that apple, you're going to have the pesticide in your system, and it's a cumulative thing. It's kind of like lead in your system. Now, even if you scrub the apple, even if you scrub the pear, if you scrub the fruit, yeah, it'll get it off the surface. But think about the skin and how porous it may be, depending on the fruit or the vegetable. That spray gets into the pulp of the fruit or the vegetable. And then you're eating it. Never mind, you cook it or you don't cook it, the stuff's still there. So in the organic world, these pesticides are eliminated completely. If you're certified organic and you're legit, then you're not going to have any of these types of pesticides. What has happened in that industry is that there have been remedies to the problems of worms and other pests that have been developed that are organic, that are not chemical in nature. They are very expensive, and thus the difference in cost for organic versus non-organic. But they don't leave in the fruit or the vegetable the residue, which is poisonous for your body. The stuff gets rid of, it's a complicated sort of chemical thing, but somebody's done the research, and there's a lot of the stuff being sold, because people are saying, you are saying, you want, through the locavore movement, you want healthy, natural / organic alternatives to the stuff that comes out of the spray bottles that some farmers feel like they have to use in order to get the best product. So there is an alternative. Organic does have value, not necessarily nutritional value, but the value of protecting you from getting some of these extraneous, horrible things in your system. Hopefully that explains it. Any questions? 800-510-8255. Good day weekend. I'm Doug Steffen.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Speaking of things that are healthy, you may have heard me on my weekday program talk about the various diseases that your body is suspect and subject to. Both of those words fit. You know, there are over 900 diseases that you have a potential of getting, but you don't have to get any of them. If you follow the longevity line of essential nutrients and products that have these 90 essential nutrients in them, you can start with what they call the Healthy Start Pack. Get 90 essential nutrients for life. Now, this is not something that is voluntary. It's mandatory. You want to avoid these problems of health and body issues, that sort of thing. And then you need to go to DougSteffenTeam.com, or you can call into the team at 855-309-TEAM. Order some of the products there. You can go online to Doug17.com and see all the array, 90-some-odd different products. I think there are 94 products that are aimed at keeping your body healthy. It's all about what you eat, folks. It's all about what you ingest, what you put into your body. You put in the horrible things in those sprays from the non-organic foods, you're going to get sick. Put these things into your body, these nutrients, and you will stay well. Try it out. 855-309-8326 or at DougSteffenTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Secondary theme of this program. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is not with us today. He is the supermarket guru, and as such has a special spot in my heart and yours as well, and in your brain, and on the website, DougStephan.com. I'm sort of just nosing around, ferreting around my own website, looking for things that will be helpful for you, and we have these four boxes that are just below sort of the fold, if you know what I mean. Using newspaper terminology, I see the logo for GoodDayTeam.com, Doug Steffen's Good Day Team, which will help you find some products that are good for your health and well-being. Some recipes from Chef Louis, who is a very interesting and important part of the Good Day show. He sort of has flashbacks forward and back. The recipes, though, are yummy and worth your time. We also have, with Phil in mind, the Supermarket Guru box. And one of the things that he's blogged about in the last week or so has to do with fruits and vegetables. It's the longevity of the value of them. Maybe this is something that more and more this time of year, those of you who are conscious of the farmers markets in your community or the farms themselves, how much better is the food that you get if you are getting something that's local versus what comes across the country. It's so obvious. It is so wonderful to taste test. That's Phil's favorite word. It's taste. T-A-S-T-E. You can taste, and you can use it for apples, you can use it for carrots, anything you want. Corn. But it is so dramatic. People who are used to buying their food in the grocery store only, here's something, just try this. Spend a little bit of time. And again, most communities now have farmers markets. So go to a store and get an ear of corn, or get an apple, or get a carrot, or get anything that is considered produce, and then go to a local farmer's market. Now, the supermarkets will tell you they're trying to compete, and many of them are. They're trying to buy more local produce, but the bigger chains are not. The ones that are in those great, big, huge superstores, they're frozen food is what they're specializing in. They may try to make it look like they've got some fresh fruit. And once in a while, it is relatively fresh, or it tastes okay. But you compare the taste of something that is shipped across the country, something that's grown in your backyard, it is amazing. And it's instantaneous, the difference between what you get that's fresh and local versus stuff that's shipped across the country. You'll not buy the stuff that's packaged and from far away. Again, if you have the chance to get some local, even if it's more expensive, because the taste is so much better. 800-510-8255. Richard in Wheeling, West Virginia. Hi.
From my personal experience, Doug Steffen, is that I've gone to farmers markets. Just like a couple weeks ago, I went there, and I was looking. They have a pint of blueberries. They're selling for $4.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
You can go to the store and get it for $2.50 for the
right.
same pint. And the only different thing is I cannot tell the difference in the taste. I don't care if it's coming from Kukumkari. I cannot tell the difference in the taste. I used to pick them. I used to go to a farm and pick the blueberries myself, and naturally they have to charge more for them. I cannot tell the difference in the taste by just picking them myself, homegrown, or getting them for whatever national chain, whatever it is, the Kroger or Walmart, wherever. It tastes the same to me, and I don't know what the difference is.
Well, I'll tell you the difference in terms. It's interesting you bring up blueberries. This week I bought some Maine blueberries because it's Maine season right now.
Yeah.
The Maine blueberries are little teensy blueberries versus the ones that come from different, more cultivated circumstances.
We Michigan? Have some good,
well, I'm just talking about Massachusetts. But, yeah, Michigan's a great place for blueberries. Where I am, Massachusetts, the Maine blueberries are easily accessible. So I mixed them together in one of those colanders and eating the small little blueberries and the big blueberries, and I don't see a difference in the taste either. And whether or not it's the fact that I have mixed them together, maybe confused it, I will tell you maybe there are better examples than blueberries. You may not have had the experience, but I'm sure that there are people who understand what I'm saying. And even if the taste isn't any different, although that's what we mostly consider, the healthful benefits, the proof, Richard, in the reality of what you're getting is done chemically. The research that's been done on what's left in sugars and starches of vegetables that travel across the country, 1,500 miles, 2,000 miles, whatever it is, what there is left, and corn is probably a good example of this, and carrots, the sweetness and the value nutritionally dissipates quickly, even to the point of hourly. With corn that was picked 4 hours ago has about 40% less value, and that can be said for lots of different things. You have apples that you eat in the wintertime that were picked in the fall. You know they're not as good as the ones you can get at the when you go right to the orchard. And I think, you can find different, there's a nuance to this for sure. There are differences. They may be more pronounced with some vegetables and fruits than others. But you make a good point. A lot of people don't get the difference, and it does cost less to get them at the supermarket than it does at the farm. But, you know, that's what they want you to believe. Theirs are the same, and they really aren't. But there's always an exception to the rule. So, at any rate, that's a good reference point. We'll launch off into this discussion of what the USDA is flooding the pipeline with, genetically engineered crop.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Long form conversation, the Good Day Weekend program on the air. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, normally a part of this conversation. His hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Check out supermarketguru.com and Phil's research on the new products every single week. He's the first to know what the products are and whether they're any good or not by signing up for this service at supermarketguru.com. Joining us now on the Good Day Weekend program is Judith McGeary, who is an attorney. She's a sustainable farmer. I'm interested in that. Judith, I don't know whether the folks that asked you to come on with me explained that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm always interested in some of these terms that apply to farmers. In your mind, what does it mean to be a sustainable farmer?
I'm using methods on our farm that are sustainable both ecologically, or primarily ecologically, and economically, hopefully, in the long run. So we look for things that will renew the soil, that will ensure long-term stability of the plant life, that are healthy for the animals so that they continue breeding at a good rate, and that are healthy for those of us living on this farm.
So what do you... in terms of the terminology itself, sustainable, and the ecological chain, the difference, I don't know if you were listening to me before talk about organic versus non-organic and the pesticides and things that are used, just as a clarification, most people who listen to me when I'm talking about these sorts of things, I have a certain amount of disdain to the point of disgust for some of the things that have been done over the years to our land. Some of them, the farmers didn't know any better. Today, that's not an excuse. There's so much information around. You know what you're doing, what you're putting into the soil, and what you're doing to the plant life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I made a choice a long time ago not to use chemical fertilizers. I have this wonderful witch's brew of different manures that I cook up, and all it does is drive people. I'm in an area, and I'm not sure where you are, but I think you're in an area also where there are, it's maybe moderately rural, but there still is, in my case, it's a suburban area, where when you spread the manure, people get upset. I don't want the smell. They love the bucolic fields and things that are grown, but don't talk to me about the smells. I've had people sue me. I've had boards of health chase me around. What are you doing to the air? What are you doing to the land? It's almost laughable, Judith, how people who are trying to do this the quote-unquote right way, using things that are natural, are chased around in favor of what doesn't smell. Fertilizers, chemical fertilizers, don't smell. They ruin the land, but they don't smell. So how do you deal with that issue on your farm?
Well, first of all, we live a little further out. We purposefully moved further away from the city, mostly not because of what we spread. We use a lot of compost peas, which actually smell just fine. So the fish hydrolysate, that's pushing it. It would be pushing it in a suburban area. For us, you know, a lot of the problem ends up coming not from harassment about how we manage our land. We get a lot of raised eyebrows. You know, this is a rural area that we're in, and it's mostly overwhelmingly conventional farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand what we do. And I understand that and hear what you were saying earlier about, you know, there not being an excuse. People know the problems. At the same time, I feel some sort of sympathy for these guys because this is all they've been told. You know, they look to extension. They look to extension service. They get told something. The local businesses tell them something. They look to, you know, Texas A&M, and they get told something. And yeah, there's other information out there, and they should be looking for it. And I encourage them to. And we talk to them all the time, and we try to get them better information. But the problem is that overwhelmingly around here, if you try not being a conventional, you know, chemical farmer, it's really difficult. There's no support system in terms of
it's big
information.
It's big ag, and big ag doesn't want little ag. I sell raw milk on my dairy farm. Sold, I don't know, 110, 20 gallons of raw milk yesterday on my farm. The guys that run the Suiza influences, Dean Foods, they come from your state of Texas. They'd be happy to put me out of business. And they've tried in many ways to put the little guys like me who are selling something that the public wants versus the stuff that they sell that the public thinks it needs. And so we go back and forth with these dueling. I mean, I don't have the money that they do to influence policy and decisions that are made on the state level and the federal level. But yet, because people are learning through the locavore movement to understand the difference between nutritionally what they get at the store from processed milk, and same can be said for processed foods, versus what they get that's grown naturally and organically, you know, that argument is beginning to tilt in the favor of people like you and me who are producing stuff for local consumption, but yet the money is so overwhelming that goes into the campaigns and into the political circle, and they get themselves into these USDA is loaded with people with ag interests, and they say, well, we're going to do some public service for a while. Nonsense. They're going in to influence policy so that when they get out and go back to work for their company, they've taken care of buttering this what is it, what's the expression I'm looking for, greasing the skids, so that their policies, which are not favorable to the average person, but they're favorable to the business, they get accepted. And so that's what you're talking about here in the pipeline having been flooded with proposals to approve all of these new genetically engineered crops. Some of my friends think that we're being unfair to Monsanto and Dow. I don't know that I think that we're being unfair to them at all. But I'm more interested in hearing you tell us the story of what actually is going on and how you're working on this problem.
I think it's going to be kind of hard to be unfair to Monsanto and DuPont. I mean, theoretically possible, but quite difficult.
So,
what you described is the core of the problem for sustainable agriculture, and not just for farmers, but for consumers, because there is this consumer interest in healthy food, in getting away from food that's got toxins in it, in getting, you know, away from food that's got unknown dangers, like the genetically engineered foods. But that's only going to be possible for them if the laws and regulations are written in a way that enable sustainable farmers to function.
And they aren't, because these people are influencing it to the other extent.
Exactly. And what we've got on our side is people power. I mean, the money is a huge problem. It's huge, and there's no getting around that fact. But ultimately, the politicians care about the money because it gets them reelected. So ultimately, what matters is the voters. And so if people become active and become seriously active, and enough of them do, we can counter the effects of money. And that's the whole idea behind community organizing, behind nonprofit advocacy groups, is let's use people power to try to counter the effects of the money. So with these genetically engineered crops, USDA has basically taken the line that their customers, as a federal agency, are the genetic are these biotech companies, and that their job is to, you know, literally, you know, speed things up and make the customers, these biotech companies, happy. And how do you do that? You let them plant lots and lots and lots of new types of GMOs. And there's a the biotech companies are facing a problem. They've been relying very heavily on glyphosate-resistant or Roundup-ready, you know, crops.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Mother Nature has outsmarted them.
Right, there's resistance to it
with,
now.
And come up with lots and lots of weeds that are now Roundup resistant.
Right.
So the answer for these companies isn't to rethink the whole concept and to say, well, maybe you don't do herbicide-resistant genetically engineered crops. No. It's let's create new traits and stack traits so that we can throw lots and lots and lots of even worse cocktails of herbicides at these things. And so for there are several crops up that are supposed that are designed to be resistant to 2,4-D, which is one of the major components of Agent Orange. There are crops that are what's called stacked, so they're resistant to both 2,4-D and other pesticides or herbicides, so that you can combine them. And then there's this new, the very first genetically engineered apple that's up in the pipeline. And this one, it's a bit mind-boggling, even, I hope, for conventional producers when they look at it, because it's genetically engineered simply to not brown. Because, you know, the real problem in our food system is that apples turn brown if you cut them and leave them out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been, you know, haven't you heard just reams of problems about this?
So they I try to eat the apple when I'm eating it. Yeah.
They've tinkered with the DNA. They have changed the DNA so that the apple doesn't brown. And like all of the genetically engineered crops, there's been no long-term health studies, no long-term studies on what will this do. You've created foreign proteins. You've modified the basic DNA of the plant. And frankly, you don't know how you've modified it. You know you've gotten a certain trait in, but you don't know what else you've done in that process. But, you know, let's sell this off to consumers just so that it looks prettier.
Mm-hmm. So,
and all of... Mm-hmm.
No, I think that the idea here is to get people I'm a member of this group, the Farmers Farm to Consumer group that tries to get the information out. I've posted all this stuff on my websites, various websites. It really is the other side. And even though there isn't a lot of money there, there's a lot of common sense, and people are beginning to wake up. As they look at the obesity epidemic and they look at the things that we're being fed, the thing that that Phil would argue with me about if he were here to have this conversation with you and me, my contention that if you look at the board of directors of many of the big pharma companies, and you look at the board of directors of some of the food, Monsanto, I mean, look at the ADMs of the world, board of directors, there's an interesting correlation between who is on the boards of the food companies and the drug companies. And that, to me, says it all. The rest of it's all bunkum. It tells you that as much as this sounds extraordinarily outrageous, and, you know, somebody would say, prove it, I have a brain. I can put two and two together. When I see all of these foods that are processed, that being introduced by Kraft and whoever else is out there controlling much of what is in your supermarket, and then I see how sick you get from eating a lot of that garbage, and then how much money is being made on the industrial side of medicine from treating these things, I've got to be kind of a little slow not to put two and two together.
And I won't argue with you on it.
I knew you wouldn't. Phil would, but I knew you wouldn't.
But let me also suggest, for the folks who might be out there sort of going, oh, come on, you know, aren't you pushing it? Let's also look at another alternative concept, which is simply, it's the same mindset. Let's step away from you know, the name of who's involved or whatever, and go, if you look at the biggest of these big businesses, you know, big pharma, big ag, and frankly, a lot of other big business, they're looking, they are inherently short-term perspectives, how do we make money this year?
Well, that's a corporate, up? Yeah, he's a 6-day a month. What do we do to get the stock price up? And that's not, exactly. There's a certain problem with unbridled capitalism. I'm a capitalist. I'm voting for Mitt Romney and, whatever other things may go into the discussion or decision, but I'm not brain dead to what goes on in my body. I want to have my body healthy, and it isn't going to stay healthy eating much of the garbage that is produced by these big companies. And it may look great. The advertising is how I make my money. So I'd be foolish to say, okay, the advertising is false or misleading. Well, you know what? Sometimes it is.
There is some.
Yeah.
There's plenty of false and misleading advertising out there.
But you know what? They have a right to tell their story and pay for it, the same as you and I have a right to tell our story that we feel passionate about. And that's really what it's about. They have a right to bring you their message. You have a right to use your brain to figure out what works.
And, capitalism, I don't want to get too far afield, but, capitalism doesn't necessarily mean corporatism either.
No, it is
capitalism
a free enterprise.
A free market system.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, we gave corporations the same rights as human beings, and they aren't human beings.
Well, there's the free enterprise system, and that's what we're supporting in terms of agriculture anyway. The small local people, medium-sized folks that do a good job of producing things, there's never a problem. You never see the USDA investigating any of the small or medium-sized farms because they aren't the problem. The problem are the big, gigantic producers that don't have any real regulatory. These guys want to regulate everybody who doesn't need to be regulated.
And the regulations are written by the big guys.
Well, that's what I said.
That makes it easy for them to comply.
They go back.
They have regulations, but it's easy for them.
Yeah, they go back and forth. As I said, the drain of talent from some of these companies, they say, well, we have a lot of our folks going to work for the government to be involved in public service. That's just so, it's offensive to have somebody tell you that, because that's not why they're there. They're there to influence policy, get what's good for their companies taken care of, and then go back to work for the company. That's how all of these things the USDA is finding now, all these various proposals. And by the way, the farm bill stopped dead in its tracks because at least people woke up to the so-called Monsanto amendments. And when there are enough questions about them, people say, wait a minute, we better look at this again, or we better just stop it. But now, because that stuff's been stopped, they're just throwing everything they can into the system to try to get few things to stick. Right, Judith?
Yeah, and it's it is interesting how in the Farm Bill, they've had a lot of success, unfortunately, getting through genetically engineered crops.
Yeah.
But our side has also had successes. We've stalled crops as a movement. We've stopped some from coming out commercially. There's been genetically engineered wheat ready to be commercialized for over a decade, and it doesn't because of the public pressure, because of the public reaction to the concept of genetically engineered wheat.
All right, where can people find out more about what it is that you're discussing here? Where is there a website? What information can you offer to get people to really understand from your perspective what actually is going on?
So the Farm to Consumer and Legal Defense Fund is a great resource. It's www.farmtoconsumer.org.
Yep.
We've got an action alert, and there's a deadline of this Tuesday. So there is a chance for the public to have a say about these crops that are coming down. We've picked out the two that we think are the worst ones to focus on and to try to fight. So people can go to the action alert section and read up on that. If folks want more information about genetically engineered crops in general, another organization I'm working with, farmandranchfreedom.org, has a great section on genetically engineered crops, with frequently asked questions, understanding more, keeping up on what's happening on the science.
And there's by the way, you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and see the thread of conversation about these genetically modified foods. The website is available there to connect to as well. Judith McGeary, thank you for telling the story. Judith here on the Good Day Weekend program at 51 past the hour.
Coming apart. apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Diet. Throw out the pizza and beer. Grapefruit diet. Or get those jelly donuts out of here. Grapefruit diet.
55 past the hour. Here's something for a lot of you who are listening that are baby boomers. If you're like me, your teeth don't look as good as they used to. There's nothing that makes you look older than yellow stained teeth. I don't like normal teeth whitening products. They are your teeth become so sensitive. Every time you bite into something cold, you want to yell. This new product that has come onto the market called Power Swabs, it's the only whitening system that uses a patented detergent, a natural detergent that will remove the stains off your teeth. So your teeth stay whiter longer. Best part of Power Swabs is that they work in just a few minutes. No messy strips, the trays that leave, you put those things on your, especially I've done it, but women do it as well. I mean, women do it more than men. Men are not as likely to be concerned about these things, although you ought to be. But these trays that you put the chemicals in, you put them in your mouth, they leave a horrible taste in your mouth, and you got to leave them in your mouth for an hour or so. That's not the case with Power Swabs, and that's why this is so exciting for me to be able to tell you this story. Power Swabs work on natural the chemicals that are in there. Well, they aren't chemicals, but the ingredients are bonded together to help all crowns and caps and veneers, no matter what your teeth really are made of, yours or store-bought, this will work for you. Power Swabs, available on a risk-free basis. Dial 800-865-7602. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And if you don't like it, you get your money back. That's the risk-free part of this journey. 800-865-7602. You're asking for Power Swabs, clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling the factory direct. It's the only way you're going to get them. 800-865-7602. All right, so the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, a lot of information on lots of different foods, the conversation about organic and non-organic. I think we've had two distinct threads, if you will, or trails to follow here in this hour of the program. But I think they're both related. And some of you may agree, some of you may disagree. You can always send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com, and underscore what your feelings are or your experience is. And farmers often even disagree about some of this, depending, again, on their size and who their market is. We can all disagree about things, but there's one thing I think for sure that we probably most of us wouldn't disagree on, and that's the corrupting influence that money has in politics. And it comes down to every single decision that's made that affects you, your health, and your well-being. The politics that are influenced by these huge amounts of money coming from the big, 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 gigantic corporations that are not in and of themselves bad. They could do great things if they wanted to, but as the lady pointed out, they're all on a six-month thing. We got to get money back to the stockholders, which is great. That's how America thrives, and we all want America to thrive, and it certainly isn't thriving under the current situation. But the other side of it is, how much of this corruption can you put up with when it really gets down to the basics of your life, life and death stuff? Isn't that something that you want to hold in higher regard than, you know, some of the other things that are part of this discussion that people use so that they deflect the real intention of folks and what they're trying to do? Making money is not a bad thing, but at your expense, maybe it's something to think about. And that's what we want. A lot of food for thought here on the Good Day Weekend program.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.